John Batts with my friend and colleague, Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, Ukraine. Mary, I read the indictment of Vladimir Putin as a war maker. Chechnya, Georgia, Armenia, Ukraine, Belarus, disinformation attacks, cyber attacks, chemical attacks, poisoning citizens on British soil. He is an aggressor, a predator, compulsive. Europe insists that it will find a way to negotiate. From that list, Mary, a negotiation would make Putin laugh. And yet we have a Republican candidate who believes that he can trade Crimea for a ceasefire in Ukraine. I have never worked in Washington, and I don't understand the sense of proportion. But does that list that I read off, does that resonate in Washington? We're dealing with a predator?
Well, the short answer is yes. Putin is a predator. He's a product of his upbringing and his professional career in the KGB. He is a master manipulator, and he's certainly the least trustworthy counterpart that we engage with as a U.S. government. That being said, to be fair to President Trump, he did impose the toughest kind of response to Vladimir Putin's predations of any president in the last 30 years. We armed Ukraine, which President Obama refused to do. We unleashed U.S. energy, which made us the marginal producer and dropped the price of oil and took away that profit that Putin relied on for his misadventures. We sanctioned Putin's inner circle. We punished, in partnership with friends like Britain, we punished Moscow for using chemical weapons in contravention of international treaties. So when I hear President Trump say, yeah, I'd get this war solved tomorrow, part of it is Trumpian bravado, which we've all become so accustomed to. But part of it is also a confidence that Trump knows that Putin can't quite predict what he's going to do, that we had deterrence against Putin when Trump was president. And I believe very strongly that that's why Putin did not invade another country during the Trump era, whereas he did under the Bush, Obama, and Biden administrations. So Trump has a very strong record on Russia in contravention of most of the popular press, which just doesn't bother to look at the facts. And I think that you've got to look at what he's done and take what he says with a grain of salt, because it's a negotiating tactic. And I think that's very clear, given the 4 years that we can observe of what he did when he was president. Oh, not to mention that we, by the way, withdrew from the INF treaty when Russia wasn't honoring it. And we worked and had a massive diplomatic victory at NATO, where we got all of NATO unanimously behind us to withdraw from that treaty. Also something that's never mentioned in the press when you hear the words Trump and Russia.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,